Hello people, welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today is going to be a great show again. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for being with me here today. Let me just start with this today. We all know that Liverpool won the league now, in the Premier League. And obviously Man City secure second place spot, obviously, for the Champions League. But we also know that there's two spots left there for anybody to pick. So at the moment, we've got six teams fighting for those last two spots. And I have a game, people. I have a game that I'm going to play with you guys right here towards the end of the show. So I want you to stick with me and stay so we can play the game together. But right now, we all know there's six teams out there, which are Leicester, Chelsea, Manchester United, Wolves, Arsenal, Sheffield United. They're all fighting, you know, to get that. Now, before I get to the game, obviously, I need to say once again, I mean, what a season we had, guys. And obviously, with COVID-19, you know, and the lockdown, we had to stop. And coming back again now with no fans, it's basically open for grab. Now it's wide open in terms of who want to really pick that place. It's really, I know, some of those teams are playing at home, but really there's no home team whatsoever. You know, the terms home team comes to the fact that you have fans and that might give you an advantage obviously to win the game. But right now, everybody is playing behind closed door. No fans whatsoever. So really, when those teams get to the field, it's really about who's coaching better than the next, you know, than the other one. It's all about coaching and who's, you know, really, who was actually working behind the scene during the lockdown. That's come down to that, basically. There's no fans, right? So there's no advantage for any home team right there. So really, all we're listening here is all about coaching. Who's been walking behind the scene during lockdown? Any of those players who was playing about, we're going to find out who was having party during lockdown, who was not paying attention of the fitness and all that. We will find out right now. I'm just talking about those six teams trying to win the spot, one of those two spots for the Champions League. That's it. It's down to fitness. It's down to coaching. And it's also down to experience and all that. Now, I'll give you the criteria that I'm using, obviously, to play the game. Okay, right now. All those six teams, for me, that's just me, guys. I'm not talking about you. You can play your own game over there. You can decide whatever you want, you know, what you believe, you know, they should have, you know, to get those two spots. But for me, out of those 16, need to have, my first criteria is the manager experience. I need to know how much experience that manager has. Do you have a Champions League experience? Do you have any Europe type of league experience at all? Have you had a chance to take any team toward the fourth spot before? This is what I'll be looking for. Don't give me that, oh, he used to be a player before, he played for the Champions League. No. You need to have managerial experience. That's what I'm looking for here. How can you motivate? Can you take them to the next level? Have you had that experience before as a manager to take a team to the Champions League? That's what I'm looking for. That's my first requirement, okay? So, take that one, you know, write it down, the manager experience. The next experience I'm looking for is the team experience. I'm talking about the club experience. Does that club been to the Champions League before, the past season? How many times have they been there before? Is that a culture? Is that a culture team? They know about the Champions League. Do they actually understand, you know, the mental part to get to the Champions League? Have they been there before? Have they had those trips to the Champions League? That's one. That's the culture I'm looking forward to see. If they have that, This is not just you getting up and say, oh, I'm going to go. No. Have you been there before? You need to have that experience. Have you been there before? Do you know those Wednesday nights, the Champions League, you know, that song? Have you been to that type of experience? Have you seen, you know, AC Milan fan, Barcelona fan coming to your stadium? Have you been over there before? Those are the experience I'm looking for that club. That's my second requirement, okay? Stay with me. The last thing I'll be looking for is a fixture. Now, each of those six teams have five fixtures left. I will have to go through each and every one just to figure out if, you know, those games would be easy enough for them to get, you know, that spot, the Champions League spot. So each and every one of those six teams have five games left, you know, in the Premier League. And we will find out if those games are good or easy enough for them to get that final, one of those two spots. So now, this is how I will spread out my percentage, okay? Now, that's over. That should be 100%. Now, this is how I'm going to spread it out. The manager can take a full 25%. The experience of the club will be a full 25%. And the fixture, obviously, that's 50%. So that overall, that will be 100%. Okay, that's not... You know, let's just agree. Let's just agree that there will be no 100% here today. That's a fact, okay? I'm not giving you 100%. I'm not that type of person who does that, no. I'm going to be fair, and please bear with me. If you feel like I'm not doing that properly, or you feel like, you know, my prediction in terms of percentage is not correct, feel free to send me a text. Feel free to send me an email. Feel free to send me, you know, call me, whatever, and tell me, look, Richard, you're talking nonsense here. You know, you're talking nonsense, but all I'm trying to do here, I'm trying to look at the fixture. The fixture is 50%, right? The manager is going to be 25%. And the experience of that particular club going to the European competition, that's 25%. That's just fair. So that's the reason why I'm giving 50% of UC to the fixture. Because the fixture are quite easy. If the fixture are really good for that particular team, you got to give them full mark there. Right? Because players still have to go out there and play the game. I'm talking about manager here. The reason why I will have maybe a 25% manager is the reason why is because, you know, they're all playing closed doors. So really, it's a training ground here. It's training ground against training ground. It's all about the coaching here. Who's coaching? Who is the best coach? Who's making the right call at the right time? Who's making the adjustment right now? Who can actually do that? And also, at the same time, what type of experience, you know, that manager has in the long run. Not just this season. Last year, 2 years ago, have they done that before with any other team, taking them to the Champions League or any European League? Those are the type of criteria that I will have to put into the manager. Now, again, as I mentioned, for the experience of the club, have they been, you know, have you been to the Champions League before? Have your fan experienced the AC Milan, the Barcelona? You know, the Real Madrid, the Bayern de Munich, all that. That will come down to 25%. So all together will be 100%. So remember, again, the game is the manager experience 25%, the experience of the club 25%, and the fixture, that will be 50%. Okay? So, for me, I will have to start, obviously, you know, from Leicester, Chelsea, Manchester United, Wolves, Arsenal, and Sheffield, just like it is on the table. Okay, let's start first. Let's start with Leicester. So Leicester manager is Brendan Rodgers, right? Brendan Rodgers have experience in Champions League. He's done that with Celtic. He's done that with Liverpool before, all right? And he definitely has experience. He has a lot of experience. So I'm giving him 20% there. Now, the experience of Leicester, they've been to a Champions League before, you know, just after they won Premier League back in 2015, 2016. So they've seen those nights. And they did well. So for me, yeah, they haven't been to the European competition so many years, but they have that experience. So I'm giving them 15%. So for the fixture, so Leicester have a tough game with Arsenal. That's going to be a tough game. They will have to fight at least for the draw there. The next game, obviously, will be in Bournemouth. They can win that game. I give them a win there. Sheffield United, I think they can take that one as well. Tottenham is going to be a tough game. Always tough to play Mourinho when he packed the defense. So I'm looking for a draw over there. And Manchester United, I don't think they'll pass to Manchester United. So for that, For the fixture, I'm giving them 35%. Overall, they're getting 70%, okay? Now, let's move on to Chelsea. Chelsea, as a manager, they have Frank Lampard. Now, Frank Lampard, his first year as manager for Chelsea, doesn't have any experience right now as a manager to take them to the Champions League. As a player, he does have one, but it doesn't matter to me. You need to have that experience as a manager. So I'm giving 10%. The experience of the club, they've been to Champions League so many seasons. So they know. They know where they're going. They've been there before. And they won the Champions League as well. I gave them 25%. In terms of fixture, Chelsea have Crystal Palace. That's a win. Sheffield United, I think that's a win there. Norwich, that's a win, baby. Liverpool, that's going to be tough. I think that will be a draw here. And Wolves, I think that's the win. Overall, I'm giving them 45%. All together, they're getting 80%, right? Next up, that's my baby right there. That's Manchester United. So the manager is with, that's Ole Schalke. So Ole, I'm giving 15%. He has experience because he's been with Manchester United for the past 2 years now. I believe that he knows what he's doing. And the team now understand the plan, right? Now, the experience of the team, we all know Manchester United has been to so many nights in Europe. I'm talking about Champions League. We won the Champions League. We know we'll be going over there. So I'm giving them 25%. For the fixture, Manchester United have Aston Villa. That should be easy. They should win that game. The Saints, they should win that game as well. Crystal Palace, that's easy, baby. The next one is West Ham. I think we take that game too. Leicester, obviously, also fighting for a spot there. We can take a draw, but I'm pretty sure we can win that game too. So overall, for the fixture, I'm giving them 50%. That's easy, easy draw for them for the last 5 games. They've got overall 90%. Next up, we have Wolves. So the Wolves have Nuno Santo as a manager. No experience whatsoever with the Champions League. So I'm giving 5%. The experience of the team, they've been to the UEFA Europa League back in 2019-2020. I think that's just that. That's it. So I'm giving him about 5% for that, right? And now for the fixture, what do they have for the Wolves? They've got Sheffield United, right? That should be okay. They've got Everton. I think they should win that game at least, yeah? And they've got Burnley. Burnley should be easy to win as well. Crystal Palace, that should be easy to win too. And then they've got a tough game, obviously, with Chelsea. Overall, for Wolves, I'm giving them, for the fixture, only 40%. So 5% for the manager, 5% for the experience, 40% for the fixture, they get 50% overall, all right? Next up, that's Arsenal. Arsenal have Mikel Arteta. No experience whatever. That's his first year of Arsenal manager. I'm giving 5%. He's been to a Champions League before, but as a player only. Haven't seen that as a manager. So for me, he's going to have to show me a little bit more. So I'm giving me 5% there. The experience, Arsenal's been to, they've been to so many Champions League games before. They've been to so many European games before. So they have the experience. But right now, they've got a really, really young team. So I'm giving them 20%, right? Now, for the fixture, let's look at the fixture of Arsenal. They've got Leicester. Now, that's going to be a tough game for Arsenal. Tottenham, it's going to be a tough game there. They can maybe try to get a draw there, but it'll be tough. They have Liverpool. My God, that's even tough. They maybe going to win Aston Villa after that. And what for? So overall, for that, I'm giving them 30%. For that, they're getting 55% all together, all right, for Arsenal. Now, the last one, that's Sheffield United. The manager is Chris Wilder. He never done anything like that before, taking a team to a Champions League or Europa League. So, he has 5% for me. Now, for the experience, for the team, no experience whatsoever. I was searching everywhere on the internet just to figure out if they've been anywhere or anyone been to Europe. Nothing like that. I couldn't find anything. I'm giving them 15% here, and that's a gift. For the fixture, let's see where they're going. They've got Wolves. That should be okay to win. Chelsea is going to be tough, right? So, I'm not sure about Chelsea. I think that's going to be a tough game for them. Leicester is going to be a tough game. Everton is going to be tough. And the Saints will be tough as well. So, overall, for the fixture, I'm giving them 25%. So, they're getting 35% all together, people. Now, the only two teams that get in the top mark here and getting the last two will be getting the last two spots for me will be number one, Manchester United with 90%, and then Chelsea coming back with 80%, people. That's my prediction for the last two spots of the Champions League, people. And I believe that Leicester, people will say, but Leicester sitting fifth, no, it's sitting third. I don't think they will keep it on, people. It's hard. They've got some tough game coming up soon. So I don't know. I don't think they're gonna get there. I think that'll be very close. That'll be very close. But my call is for me, Manchester United and Chelsea, the usual suspect, will get third and fourth place. I think that's my take there. And I believe some people will be like, come on, man, Rick. You know, you put Manchester United there because that's your team. No. I mean, Manchester United, right now, they're on fire. You know, the winning percentage right now is sky high. They're doing so well at the moment. I'm just amazed. And I think has to help. I mean, lockdown definitely helped most of those players. Coming back now, everybody's fresh. No injury. Everybody's fully fit. So, for me, Chelsea and Manchester United, you know, will secure those two spots there. So, that's my take. And again, guys, you know, and I believe that some people over there are just, you know, making some funny notes like, come on, Rick, you know, this is some nonsense number you're giving there. But that's me. If you have yours, just drop that and then we can talk about that. Just let me know. So, guys, thank you very much. That's all I had today in terms of my two spot for the Champions League. And I hope to speak to you tomorrow. Thank you very much, then. Bye-bye.